cut your fucking dick off, man.
Tune in or tune out, son.
Come on, on the bus. We're gonna party. We're gonna party hard. Come on, y'all. Oh, wait a minute. You're over 18. I think I just lost interest.
And now we're gonna party.
Yum yums. Get it, son.
Who's doing this? I must know now.
Fuck this podcast.
Okay. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. This is the final episode of the local show. That's Ben.
That's Matt.
We're hanging out with Run Bitch Run. Guys, make some fucking noise.
Yeah!
Good. You guys weren't vaginas about it. Some bands are vaginas, and like one guy goes, woo! And you're like, really? That happened right now?
Woo!
I have to air that. Thanks. But Mendoza.
Anyway.
he left us some brace recently, but he still listens to the show, so that should be good times.
Right here.
Want to run this around the horn and intro everybody? So some of you guys know some of these people already.
We have a Slipknot size band, so I'm formerly known as Sizemore, now known as Sizemore.
The Chief.
My name is Aaron.
Adam.
Did I just hit something?
No.
Is it still recording? Hello, hi, my name is Mike D.
I love it.
Ta-ta.
We're at a pool party in September.
Where we're naked.
It actually worked out good. Like, I was afraid, because I was checking Weather Channel app all week, like, it's going to fucking rain, this is going to be queer, dude.
It's all Chief's fault.
Oh, yeah, Chief.
I stopped dancing for you, okay?
Yeah, right on.
No rain dance Sunday, we got podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, all right.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, playing everything, had his moccasins out, dude.
Then he ate some peyote and went into the woods for like 4 days. Went over to Spirit Mountain and cashed his check.
Exactly. All right, no rain dance, guys. I got my check. I'm happy again.
It's cool.
Like Little Society tickets. Here we go.
All right, so this is kind of your guys' intro to the Oregon scene, right? You guys got your first show next weekend, or yeah. I guess when this is airing, last night, so y'all fucking missed it. But
yeah, but you guys suck, man.
Yeah. So, how did this come together? A couple of former members of Still Dead.
And it actually started during Still Dead, right before we broke up. Kyle can explain more. Kyle and Aaron started jamming together.
I called Aaron, known him since high school. Just decided to form some brutal shit, and I don't know.
Yeah, wanted to do something that was a little heavier than Still Dead.
Yeah, something new. You know? I mean,
anything but Still Dead. Originally, it was just to kind of fuck around, but at least that was my mind. I didn't think we were gonna go anywhere with it, but it ended up turning out pretty sweet, I guess. So,
kind of started because Still Dead was never practicing. So Kyle was like, "I gotta go play with somebody.
I gotta do something."
Yeah, and then Kyle's like, "Dude, I've been jamming with my friend Aaron." I'm like, dude, good, because we're not.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, started jamming with Aaron, had another guitar player, didn't work out, got Chief, got Adam, Torin, Mike.
And it just expanded.
It did.
It's like a new all member mutual every friends, week at band practice. Until I finally couldn't take not fucking practicing, was Still Dead enough. I was like, you know what? I'm checking this shit out. I got to do something. And I went out there, and it wasn't even my style of band I wanted to get into. But they're just too good, so.
Yeah, dual vocals in this one, right?
Yeah, and I was skeptical about dual vocals, and so was Adam. But we've been friends for years, so we knew that we could work together. We just didn't know if we could do duets every fucking song. So, but it works.
So tell everyone what they're going to be hearing on the stuff that you guys got coming out. Is it going to be one clean vocal, one scream, or what's it? Is it, or is it more like the only two bands I can think of that also have dual vocals is Slipknot and Despised Icon. So is that kind of what we're
kind of more DI? Kind of the same time, me and Torin both have like kind of the same highs and lows that we can do, but our voices sound similar but different at the same time. So he's got kind of like a Pantera feel, I kind of have a Despised and Suicide Silence feel, and somehow it just sounds like
meshes
fucking
good.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's a really good mixture.
And the thing is, like, on we like to do different things, so you never tell who's doing what. So if you're listening to the CD, there's times when people can't tell who's doing what. But if you see us live, you're like, oh shit, They both sound the same in certain parts, and then they sound different in other parts.
Well, that's good. One of you guys can get absolutely hammered and barely be able to do anything. The other one can just be like, all right, I guess I'll do it tonight.
Take over.
Oh, it's cool that what we do that, what not a lot of other bands do, like you mentioned, Despise. You can't really tell unless you see them live that there's two vocalists. But me and him make it pretty obvious that there's two vocalists. We overlay parts, and we're doing different parts at the same time, which might sound sloppy, especially just talking about it. But once you hit, you're going to shit your pants.
Right on.
Yeah. Good stuff. Diapers.
Where do pants?
Pants. Where do pants? Shit a kitten. You'll have an abortion.
All right, so I guess on... Heading back to Kyle. On a drum side, how is this different from Still Dead?
I get to go nuts.
Yeah?
I don't know, blast beats in there, double bass, you know?
Bring
stuff I couldn't do in Still Dead. If I did that in Still Dead, I'd get the stink eye from Jesse, so...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Because he's a fag.
All right.
In all seriousness, though, yeah, I get to go ape shit, so it's a lot of fun. Never got to do that before.
Right on. So, Chief Guitar, right?
Yes.
And guitar.
Guitar, Aaron.
And bass?
Bass.
Okay, I gotta make sure I keep that straight. I fuck that shit up all the time. So, like, when it comes to guitar parts, is one playing melody, one playing kind of a chug-chug-chug rhythm, or, like, tell me how it works out some.
What I really like about how Chief and I work together is that, we're really open. Like, we're not just, I'm lead, you're rhythm. Fuck you. It's if you have something to go over this part, do it, you know, or you know, I've got this lead idea I want to do it, you know. It's we trade off all the time, so yeah. It's pretty balanced.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, just showing them how you guys trade
got
off.
Some butt cupping going on over here, guys.
We always trade band members around, trade off. Yeah. Well, I mean instrumentally they totally trade off. So they do.
That wasn't meant in a sexual way at all.
It's only because Ben looked left for a piece of pizza and I got jealous, so I grabbed cheese ass. So sorry, my podcast ass looks like listeners. That's a little jealous. I'm happy again. Hopefully, you can see the video of some of these podcasts.
Yeah.
Ben's naked.
And now I'm going to let Ben ask bassist questions because Ben plays bass and I know nothing about it.
Bassist questions.
Yeah.
Bassist questions.
Guitar before or are you just bass?
I played bass before, kind of off and on. I actually write most of my bass parts on a guitar. That's a little bit easier.
So you're lazy?
Yes. Sometimes. It's just kind of whatever the mood is. If I feel like playing guitar, I'll play guitar. And then if I feel like playing bass, then I play bass. So...
Totally.
So yeah. Some shows will have three guitar players, some shows will have a bass.
It'll be like Laden.
Yeah. So we're called Bin Laden. So.
Yeah, Bin Laden.
They
show up and they play and then they bomb the fucking place as soon as they're done.
Yeah. All in good fun.
You can't take a joke and fuck off.
That's amazing. We just made that joke on September 11th.
Oh my god.
I wonder why that came to mind, dude. It had to
that's
be something.
So
to
I've been watching the conspiracy shows all day because that's pretty much the only thing that's on.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
what can
yeah.
you
do? Yep.
Anyway.
My brother hates his birthday today.
Oh.
Actually, it's tomorrow, but he's
still. Oh, well,
it.
Still.
Dude, my uncle's birthday is tomorrow. My mom asked me to get him a hooker.
Ooh.
I'm not kidding.
That never gets old. That's a
you
gift.
You guys looking to adopt?
Herpes.
She was like, he's syphilis. 50 tomorrow. He's been in prison for 14 years, Ben.
That's what he needs, man.
And I'm like, fuck. I don't know what he hungers.
Yeah. Because you could just dig up a hooker in Oregon. You know what I mean?
Hey, I don't
right
let,
that.
Let me yellow book it real quick. I can just.
Yeah.
Hold on, under H hooker.
Hooker, hooker, right? Escort. My bad. You gotta switch pages.
Wake up, slut!
Wait, there's this band called Run Bitch Run? Let's call him up.
Hey, we need a hooker. How about eight? How many people in this band?
You get CJ in a bikini. Just like, where's he at?
33 people in this band, so you guys definitely. Fucking come check it out. We'll blend in with a crowd because it's 33
orchestra of metal. Yeah, we are.
We could be standing right next to you in the bathroom. You wouldn't even know it.
It's like a metal opera.
Exactly. One of us is going to pull out a fucking 20 string right where you're pissing.
Can you imagine?
Playing like a harp.
He's the longest fucking longboard or skateboard.
Chief actually plays a bow and arrow, but
we had to force him off the horse. He won't get off of it.
No,
he's constantly.
The last Indian we had in our band, like, watches.
We're gonna go to some song real quick. Here's The Ardent Optimist by Across the Sun, followed by The Bane of Existence by Antagonist. Enjoy.
Right.
Acacia Strain's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it is. Paris fucking Hilton wants her dead. Upset.
I love it. The metal band start writing about Paris Hilton. Something going on.
Is that out yet?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. First track on that fucking album is incredible. It's the heaviest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Song titles, that's a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, song titles and funny. Lyrics, we can just talk about that shit. I mean, get you guys to talk a little bit.
R. Kelly Feet on My Mom. It's called R. Kelly Feet on My Mom. So you can see that thing on lyrics, too.
From R. Kelly's piss.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You can switch, like, one word in each one of our songs.
Your mom wasn't in that video, like, 10 years ago, was she?
Shit. Well, I was young, dude.
So you're dead.
Yep. Who am I? I'm very, I'm fucking Benjamin Patton over here, dude.
So you're like 90?
That was the least metal thing ever referenced on the show. Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button, man.
Have we had something less metal mentioned on the show, Ben?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we have. I'm not sure what it is yet.
Hold on, it's probably us talking about Lady Gaga intensively.
Yeah,
it's probably
Lady Gaga
probably
and covers and how untalented we are. The music.
That's all been covered. That's all been covered already.
Sure. No, wait. I got something less metal. All right, let's hear it. Me going line dancing.
That's pretty not metal.
That's a good idea.
I think it's in the definition.
I go line dancing line every dancing. Thursday.
Oh, everybody wants that.
That's not a joke.
Cross applesauce over here.
Wait, you go line dancing every Thursday and they call
everybody
me CJ?
Everyone else is doing it. I know, Chief can't be a follower. Chief's a leader. His name is Chief. He leads the tribe, he doesn't follow. He follows nothing.
If you sit down, Mike, watch out for the poop scent.
I didn't even check first. I was like, oh, that's, I'm probably sitting in it right now. Awesome. No, it's over there.
I'm probably sitting in it right now.
I think Torin should sit on my lap.
Oh, of course. With my face.
That would make this way better.
You sit right on that.
I'll clear place on my face here.
Uh-oh, someone stole your idea.
Speaking of, apparently Steel Panther's got another record coming out.
Have you heard
of
that? Really?
Yes. Yeah. What do you do after the first record? What do you hear Steel Panther?
I was wondering that when they came out with it. I don't know.
I want to hear it now.
Yeah, as do I.
I got to hear it now, dude.
First write song, more songs that sound like other 80s metal songs, but
dude, I guess
with funny lyrics.
With newer content, I suppose.
What if they go like synth? Rush style, dude.
Like, you could do that.
Europe and shit. Cool.
Just do different versions of 80s stuff.
I don't know.
It's going to be like Wham.
They just start
time,
making
dude.
Wham, new rap and get on like auto-tuners and shit. That'd be funny.
That's something that I think needs to come into metal more is like auto-tune and shit like that.
You know, I thought about that.
Seriously.
They have it. I actually heard a band, they played at Warped Tour, Attack.
Yeah.
They have auto-tuning in that.
Yeah, there's several. there's several bands doing it right now, and I think it's cool because it's different. You know what I mean?
Right, and then maybe it could happen.
Covendetta does it. Who else?
What would it do if he screamed into it? Would it just fucking go all
know.
Over the place?
We should just try it. We should just do it.
And just peeking back and forth.
Yeah,
all
just
the time.
They have an iPod app for auto-tuning.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy's got it.
I want this song to have auto-tune. Click. Oh, what the, I just...
Just horrible vocal. Worst vocal track ever.
I
want
to do
auto-tune
if I can do it naturally with my voice.
What?
Can't pretend.
Who here knows what auto-tuning is?
I do, yeah.
Anybody's ever recorded in a studio of Pro Tools should know what auto-tuning is. Or ever anybody's ever heard of any rap that's made in the last 10 years, including a little Kanye or Akon.
Not any rap, every rap.
Yeah. Every rap or every pop song or every Rihanna song.
Dude, speaking of, I was coming home from Summer Slaughter tour and Rommel and Jag were riding with me. And Jag was so hammered that I don't know if you guys heard this story.
I heard he
was
like flipped out, dude.
He was so hammered that halfway through the show, we went back. I bought a shitload of T-shirts, and I went back to my truck to drop them off. And Jag was passed out in the driver's seat of my truck. I don't know how he got my keys. Like, we get walking out to my truck. I'm like, dude, my keys are fucking gone. And so I'm getting ready to just start shitting kittens. Get out there, and Jag is somehow in my truck with my keys tucked under his balls, sitting in my seat. And
it was directed this
but way. Just assed out. And I'm like, whatever, just leave him there. Get my keys. And so Rommel had to go in for my keys because I wasn't about to. So we get out to the truck after the show. We get out to the truck after the show, and it won't start because he turned on the dome light and left it on.
Oh, great.
Right? So... But he's so hammered, he has no recollection of even going out to the truck and going to sleep. So we get back out to the truck, try to leave. Luckily, some dudes fucking jumped my battery so we could take off. We go to a barbecue over at Hot Carl's house. At Hot Carl for Proven, if anyone listening is wondering.
Hey, Breed.
Yeah.
Just kidding, guys. I love you.
And,
play show with us.
On the way back, I don't... When I go to a metal show, I don't like listening to metal on the way back because I get even more amped up and then I can't fucking sleep.
Yeah.
So like I usually like I have a pop playlist on my fucking iPod. That's usually what I listen to. Just kind of turn it down. It's background noise. You know what I mean? And fucking Jag come unglued, dude. Because like I think Gaga came on at some point and he was like, "You're such a faggot. You're so not metal. Seriously, Gaga, right now." I'm like, "Dude, I'm trying to chill out. I'm just trying to go home. I don't want to listen to metal all the way home. Then I'll get all amped and try to fucking mosh when I walk in the door."
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fucking just pull over on I-5 and mosh it.
But mosh with traffic.
Literally the entire drive home was Jag repeatedly telling me I was a faggot and saying I'm not metal, but like so loud he's doing it over my almost maxed out stereo, you know what I mean? And that he's doing like fucking piggy vocals over everything, right? And it was just annoying, just the most annoying thing I've ever experienced all the way back from Portland, right? So finally I get to a point where I'm just fucking done listening to him. I'm like, "Jag, if you don't shut the fuck up right now, you're getting out of my truck. I don't care where we are, you're getting out of my truck, I swear to God." So we go maybe 2 miles past an exit that I was going to take to drop him off at, and he starts again. And I'm like, "Fucking asshole." So finally we get back to his house so I can drop him off, and I'm like, "Look, I'm not just going to let this sit. I have to say something, because it just doesn't seem right to me." So he gets out of my truck and starts walking up to his house. I confront him in his driveway, and I go, "The tickets cost $20 to this fucking show. You know that, right? I gave you a ticket, drove you to and from the fucking show, and what I got out of it was a dead battery and shit all the fucking way home. And Rommel went to sleep in my back seat for the whole thing. So I didn't even get Rommel going like, shut up, ass. You know what I mean?" You know, like, nothing, none of that. Just, I had to listen to Jag all the way back. And I know he's not going to hear this because he doesn't listen to the show because he's a piece of shit. So I pretty much got him to the point where he wanted to fight me. And then when I didn't back down, he just turned around and walked away from me.
The typical Jag on.
Yeah, and I'm not very happy with him right now. Dr. Fuck you, Jag.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Jag on.
And then, but, like, I felt kind of bad for him because 2 days later I get a Facebook message like, "Is my phone in your truck?" So now he has to kiss my ass until I get him his phone back.
Yeah. Keep it.
I waited like a week before I gave it back to him.
That's awesome. I got another Jag story. Torrin was there for this. We went to see Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Retreat.
Yeah, you were there. And I asked him if he wanted a coconut. Now, that's an inside joke between me and my bald twin brother. A coconut is where you just walk up and headbutt the other person.
Hello, brothers.
And I asked Jag, I said, you want a coconut?
He said, "What's coconut?"
Like, just answer the question. Do you want a coconut? He's like, "Sure." And then I make him spill his beer because I grab his head and headbutt him. He's like, "Oh, dude, I feel sick. Oh, I just want to go home." They're all like, "You're a vagina, dude." Shadows Fall is barely halfway through their set. Stay and watch the show. And he's like, "No." Then he went out to Cody's car and fell asleep.
Yeah, he just sat there.
He turned on the dome light and went to sleep.
He came back in for Five Finger just a bitch. Yep. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
I want to go, I want to leave. We're like, no, fuck you. Cody drove up and we're going to watch fucking Five Finger.
Yeah, he...
That's the entire time was bitching.
At one point at Summer Slaughter, the three of us, me, Jag, and Rommel, were hanging out backstage. Back where, like, at Roseland. So, you know, the little gated area that with all the buses park in and shit?
Yeah.
We were hanging out there, and I was like, I got to hit the pisser, dude. So I just went in to go use the pisser. Well, Jag followed me. And, like, we get down, I'm under the Roseland trying to find a fucking pisser. And I'm like, I don't know where it's at. And Jag is like, dude, we just left my best friend out there. I'm like, I'm pissing. You didn't have to come in. I just said I had to piss. Do you want to hold it for me? I don't understand. And he's like, dude, we just abandoned Josh. I'm like, he's fine. He's been going in and out with me all night. They're going to let it. It's cool. Don't worry about it. And they got, like, In the downstairs bathrooms at the Roseland, they've got posts in the middle of the room.
Choo choo.
And I'm trying to take a piss, and all he's doing is pacing around one of these posts. We fucking left Josh, dude. Start pacing again, and then stop it, dude. We left Josh, and start pacing again. That was all he did. And I'm like, I'm trying to pee, and you're really making me uncomfortable right now. All right, can you not do that, or at least shut up?
I don't have a shy bladder unless you're around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quit saying Josh's name while I'm pissing.
So you went out there and Josh was crying, looking for you guys.
He was discussing like drum brains with the guy from Vale of Maya, dude. Like he was totally fine and having a great old time.
You guys had left.
Like yeah, he was like, oh hey, what's up? Like it Josh wasn't a problem at all.
Okay by himself.
Yeah. And then Jag made an ass out of himself when he met the singer of Cephalic Carnage. Just walked up and was like, hey. Okay, bye. And walked you. And at one point in time, tried to get him to freestyle with him, like freestyle rap. He's talking to the singer from Cephalic Carnage, like, bust some rhymes, homie. I'm like, what are you doing to me right now? Just leave. Oh my god.
JJ, no bueno, my friends.
Jesus Christ.
This was JJ's segment. Jag on Jason.
Yeah.
Screw you.
I wonder how good that train is coming in on the audio.
I know.
I don't know.
Listeners out there, can tell what kind of train is passing by right now.
Chris, it's a lot of wood.
Thanks.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
You can see that more in Twin Towers.
Yeah.
It's
Twin
Towers. Yeah. It's a special show.
It's the only time I've ever seen more wood in that train hauling right now.
Yeah.
Look at all that wood.
It's a special webisode at runbitchrun.com.
That's right.
That doesn't exist yet.
Right.
Kind of waiting for the train.
Yeah.
Let's just go to song.
We're going to have a 12-minute segment of me talking shit on Jason.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Okay. All right, here is the Alloy exclusive Run Bitch Run with R. Kelly Peed on Me, followed by Vale of Maya, Unbreakable. Enjoy. You fucking think you know me? See, I am.
stage onto someone's face.
Dude, last night at tour, I got pissed drunk because it was last night at tour. I killed like a 12 pack within like 40 minutes just by myself. And then we went into the show. There's a bunch of fucking high school kids, and SD goes up on stage, and I did the Dahmer thing, but I wasn't to that part. And I was just moshing with like these 15-year-old kids, fucking pissed drunk, and apparently Luke and Boydo saw me punch a kid like in the face and like took him out on the ground. And then I was like, oh fuck, and I picked him up. I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, dude, you knocked him fuck out. He was just on the ground.
And then to boot with that, dude, it was a chick.
Oh, so CJ punches underage girls.
No, dude, it Five Finger. I was going up to the pit with Rommel, and I get up to the pit, and this bitch bites me on the fucking shoulder. So I turn around and elbow drop her. Fucking on the ground, comes up, his blood dripping. And I was like, why the fuck would you bite somebody? At a show in the mosh pit.
It's like, oh, it's so metal.
Just zombie style.
4 days later, I still had teeth marks, dude. I need to go get a rabies shot still. I'm fucking scared.
I don't believe that story. I'm betting he paid her to do that. That's what I'm betting.
But he's going to make it justify that.
He made up all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, she fucking bit me. So I kicked her in the twat.
He exaggerates every story ever. Like, me and my friend went to the bar one time.
Yeah.
And we were drinking, and this guy asked where the bathroom was. And so I stabbed him.
My fucking stabbed him. Right in the face. There's your bathroom.
Crazy, man. Don't drink with that guy anymore.
All right, so crazy show stories, guys. You gotta have one.
You know what? I'm not sure that I do. Our fucking shows were usually pretty mild. To be honest.
All right.
It's like all we do.
That's a new stuff. High for not metal.
On the show. Oh, we had some pretty mild shows.
Yeah, we had shows where, like when we had to tell, we were playing at the SIP, and the owner came to us and told us that we had to tell our fans to not get into it so much.
Wow.
Because they actually knocked the PA system over. But that was hard to do.
Yeah. I just wouldn't have done it.
Not enjoy our music as much. And
if you could not like us a little more, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you guys just calm down a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Show. It was.
This is a metal show, all right? We don't need this kind of stuff.
Library of Voices in here.
Golf claps, please.
Yeah.
Eric, keep everything.
Everyone's snapping like it's an interpretive dance show.
Yeah,
Mizzle
dude,
Dizzle, you gotta
weird.
Have some stories, or even band practice stories.
Dude, I got some. I actually remember 2008. It was supposed to be Akuma, Atheyarchus, and then my old band Dergamata at Copper John's. And Jagon Jay got so fucking wasted, man. He started pointing at, you know, pretty girls or whatever in the crowd. He's like, "Hey, you bitch, show us your fucking tits." And there was some dude with her, and he got so fucking mad. Were you guys at that show? Was anybody at that show?
No, but we all heard about it.
And then Jason went to work at Walmart the next day with a black eye.
Dude, like nine.
That's pretty much how every story
like
ends.
Nine cop cars showed up. The owner ended up pulling mace out of his fucking drawer. They started like just totally. It was just a big fucking fight broke out. And we didn't even get to play, dude, all because of fucking Jagon. Dude. He just thought it was funny. Just shit-talking and just...
Yeah, there's never been a metal band ever that's played there since then.
He's like, ha, hey, you're black.
Yeah, dude.
Brutal.
What about you, Chief?
Me? Back in 2006, 2007, I was in Dope Throw Majesty. We had a show at the old Samurai Duck. And we had a couple shots before the show of the socket to have the cold pit viper in it. Okay. Anyways, like halfway through our set, our singer is screaming his ass off, and we're all sitting there playing. All of a sudden, we look over, and he drops the mic, runs off the stage to the side bathroom, and throws up. As we keep playing, he comes back out, picks the mic up, and starts singing right where he's like where he's supposed to be at in the song. That was some great shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, where's this guy going? Oh, no, wait, he's coming back now. All right.
No, it's okay.
What's that dripping out of his mouth?
Yeah, someone's going to want to baby wipe that before they give it to someone else.
I can't fucking follow that story, dude.
I don't know.
Talk about some olden days. This had to be when you were singing. You were a drummer for a long time.
I know, and I wasn't a drummer for guys that didn't know how to play their instruments.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was us. Asshole.
You know they're sitting right here, right? You know that, right?
You guys, right, man. Next to you, bro.
Yeah.
Well, you get to, I mean, some of the stories about how he corrupted you. I mean, you probably remember more than I do back then as a haze.
Oh, shit. When I started playing drums for T-Pup, I was all into Blink-182 and... Sum 41.
We changed that really quick. What was that, Season of the Abyss CD we left on your counter and said, don't come back until you let me? Yeah.
They put down Slayer, Diablos, and Music. I was 12 years old. So shit, that was 11 years ago now. It's not even 10 years anymore,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's 11. Well,
there was one more year that came on. We didn't even realize it.
Well, we went, we saw this ad, through a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Mutual friend told us to go check out this young little drummer guy because we're looking for a drummer. He's like, oh man, you know, he has a nice kit, you know, he's pretty decent, blah blah, go check him out. So we go over there, we kind of jam with him a little bit up, you know, ripped it up, and it was all right. And then he kind of shows us his room, and we see Blink posters everywhere. We're like, what do you listen to, man? And he's like, starts Blink-182 and us and all this other stupid punk rock. Yeah. And we're like, Good Charlotte and us. I mean, it might not even be Good Charlotte, but still is gay. And we're like, here's the deal, dude. You take this Slayer CD. You call us when you're done mastering it, living it, loving it, ripping down all your stupid posters, and we'll jam together. And shortly after that, we got a phone call from Mr. Lil Lawson here, and we all started jamming, and I didn't see Blink-182 poster ever since. Now, I don't know if you hit him under his pillow and jacked off to him at night, but
we didn't see him when the band was Charlotte. He's got Enya.
Bjork. Good Charlotte. Wow. There's
yeah, so for a while, Lawson only owned one CD.
Well, that was after I played drums for this other band without T-Pup in it that I decided I wasn't going to play drums anymore and wanted to do some vocals. And it was pretty much because of Torrin over here, so it's pretty cool playing in a band with him now, finally. But all those shows that I did vocals for, half of them I just don't remember because I was too fucked up.
Yeah, I didn't teach
So that's why I don't have any good...
We didn't teach them moderation back then.
They just taught me how to buy booze. That's all they did. They were like, here's an ID that says you're 21.
I think probably one of the more metal things I've seen was when Unmundane and Eye for an Eye played our first show together, and you showed up in a fucking neck brace.
Yeah, I did. I'd gotten in a car accident the night before.
It's not just a car accident. Didn't you get hit by a semi?
Yeah, well, I was in a car when I got hit by a semi. But
well, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been way cooler if you wasn't, though. I was just hammered standing at I-5 and got tagged. I was like, I got to go to a show. It fucking took off.
It was like a night and a half or something before the show. I was drunk and decided I was going to drive up to Canada. I didn't get into Canada because I didn't have my goddamn birth certificate. But coming back from Canada in Tacoma, Washington, I was changing lanes and the back of my car got clipped by a semi. So yeah, I spent a night in the hospital and then went to the show the next day with a neck brace on.
Yeah, I think I heard you died.
And you didn't even get a DUI.
So I was like, Lawson died.
I got a DUI. I got a few of them, actually. That's why I got to have band members drive me around everywhere.
Didn't you have four DUIs before you were 21?
Yep. Since I've been over 21, I've stayed out of trouble.
That's good.
How are you're not allowed to drive anymore.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to drive for a little while.
He's like, my license is suspended until I'm 61.
That's funny, too, because I didn't hear about Lawson for years and years until I heard about the semi-truck. And everybody's like, yeah, Lawson's dead, dude. Like, what happened to him? He got hit by a semi. I'm like, what? I haven't talked to that dude in like 6 years. Yeah, dude. He's in a band. They got hit by a semi and died. There was rumors that everybody thought you were dead. And I saw
there was a Blink 182 CD in the CD player when they dug him out.
Oh, it was totally his car.
How they identified him.
And this is Office of Strategic Influence with Office of Strategic Influence and The Great American Beast with Drug Driving. We'll be right back.
I'm
That's him. Yeah.
The only guy in the world that still listens to those bastards.
I'll admit I have a couple songs on my iPod. I don't mind it.
Oh, let's not go what we have on our iPod. Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
All right, I know there's some stories coming out of Kyle and Torin.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we have so many stories, not even including tour stories. I mean, we have other, like, there's Guns
just
Roses,
for no fucking reason
night,
stories.
Torin passed out on stage, and the show ended halfway early.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Deidre was there for that one.
That was at the Hawthorne.
Yeah, we get our first headlining show at the Hawthorne, is Still Dead, and can't remember what bands we're playing with. I think Russ Mine and Summit Six or somebody.
Yeah, well, Brad was filling in for us.
Yeah. And luckily, there's only like 15 people there, if that, including the fucking security.
Including the
staff,
bands.
The bands. But some, oh, I remember, yeah.
There's Akuma, too.
Oh, Akuma, yeah. Another Jagon. Every time Jagon's around, something bad happens. But, yeah, so we're all hanging out, and it's our first headlining show. We're like, you know what? Our fan base is getting big enough, you know, we could headline a show. So we booked it, and we're sitting there. And obviously, when you first get to a show, I mean, a lot of people start drinking in bands, you know? And I was like, well, I know we got a headline. We're probably not playing forever. Hours, like, till 12 o'clock, so I better moderate myself. Just drink beer. And this really hot, slutty cougar chick was in the bar. And she kept coming, like, want a shot? I was like, nah, I got to play. I'm just going to drink beer. Like, pussy, you can't drink a shot. Like, oh, you stupid bitch. I'm like, that's it. And she kept bringing them all night. All night. And I was like, oh, man, I don't care what happens to the show, but I want to go home and nail her. And, that didn't happen at all. I ended up barefoot, stumbling on the stage, and I thought Jesse was kind of doing the same thing I was. He was hitting on somebody else, another cougar or some other 10-year-old. And he was drinking all night, too. And
Jesse, I like how it goes from cougar to 10-year-old. There's no in-between.
Jesse doesn't like in-betweens. It's cougars or 10-year-olds. And so we got on stage, and everybody's like worried about Jesse. And Jesse gets on stage before I do, because I'm the singer. I didn't walk in for the first note, you know?
Yeah.
So Jesse's putting his guitar in. Everyone's like, oh, man, he's kind of wobbling. I don't think he could do it, and this and that. And all of a sudden, here I come tripping up the stairs while they're doing the intro, and I'm, like, falling on the stairs. I'm like, oh, no, this would be bad. I think, like, 4 songs into the set.
Out of 10.
Out of, yeah, 10 song set. I was screaming different lyrics that weren't even our lyrics to our songs. I have no idea what I was even saying.
Torin's doing every covers, but he didn't tell anyone else in the band.
I just sang Revelation over and over again from what I remembered, except the thing was, it wasn't Revelation. Yeah.
It was Bark at the Moon.
Yeah. I was singing Bark at the Moon. I had no shoes on, I know her. So, and then I wouldn't look at the crowd, probably because I was on the ground and stumbling.
Can you picture Jim Morrison lying on stage screaming? That's what Torn looked like.
Everybody in my band's giving me a stink, and I don't know why. Because to me, I was like, what's going on? Maybe I'm a little
hobble. You're a hobble, right? I don't know about you. I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I'm doing great. So, wham.
So Jesse's like, makes an announcement after the 4 song. He's like, I'm sorry, guys, we're done. This is our last song. I'm like, no, it's not. And he's like, yeah, blah, blah, we can't continue on anymore. I'm like, yeah, because our guitar player broke all of his strings, every one of them. He's a piece of crap. Can't replace his strings. And I'm just making up all the stuff because I was mad Jesse was cutting it off. And half the band members are like, are we going to keep playing? I'm like, keep playing. Jesse's like, no. And I'm like, yeah. So it was a back and forth start to a song.
So he gets up to rally the troops. Gets up rallied and just lays back down.
I mean, our keyboard player's like, what the hell do I do? And then so I got so embarrassed. Not only did we stop the show, I just booked it. I ran out the back door, out the side stage, out into the streets of Portland.
No one saw me for 2 hours.
I hopped through people's fences. People were trying to chase me. I ended up somewhere in Northeast Portland that night.
The fuck is with you getting drunk?
Hours later.
I swear to God.
I fell through somebody's fence and a dog chased me. I remember one spot.
Fell through somebody's fence,
yeah,
I want to point out.
It was a wooden fence. And,
he didn't make it over. It.
I didn't make it over. The fence kind of collapsed because it was one of those only 3-foot fences. I tried to jump.
Tried to hurdle.
I tried to hurdle it
with your 5'2" stature.
Yeah, I think it was more if I just ran and didn't really jump. I'm gonna jump. Luckily, like What's 2 hours over? Later, when I finally made it back,
like
to
a Special Olympics kid, just taking out a hurdle.
It was horrible, man. And then Rommel, I remember coming back to Hawthorne, and no one is in the parking lot. I mean, this is hours after the show. Rommel's sitting by his truck like this.
waiting for me, and Kyle's like half asleep in the passenger seat. Can we go home now?
I'm tired.
So that was one of the many fun nights on stage or off stage, I should say, because we weren't on stage very long.
All right, so what happened to that 2 hours that Torrid was missing, Kyle?
What happened? I don't remember.
With us or with him?
With you guys.
What were you guys doing for a couple hours?
While he was running over fences and getting eaten by dogs.
Well, we were talking mad shit, dude. Jesse wanted to quit the band, which, you know, Jesse came true later.
That happens like every week, though, right?
Yeah. Well, whatever. So it doesn't true. Fucking matter. Anyway, nah, man, we're just sitting there all kind of pissed off. You know, his brother came like an hour away just to, you know, go get his ass and left his car there.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were mad at him, but we weren't like, you know, going to quit over it. That was ridiculous.
Funny thing is, they still like me better than Jesse even the next day.
Of course.
So as soon as Jesse thinks that I'm getting in trouble the next day, like, dude, we're talking about new guitar players, man. Tor doesn't feel that he can perform with with you on stage because he ends up passing out and running through people's yards halfway through a show. It's all the Joker's fault, man. Damn it.
That was pretty much my story, too. I can't think of anything else besides tour.
Yeah.
Turns into a blur. But there's so many. I mean, we've had... Still Dead had such a crazy past. I mean...
It's like Animal House, but metal.
It's funny because we're not like Still Dead wasn't no heavy band by any means, considering what we all listen to here. But man, we partied like it. I mean, we partied a lot harder than a lot of other bands. Even Rommel was always talking about how Wild Boar parties like don't party at all. They're like, Still Dead was more metal than Wild Boar. You guys are stupid. You don't even know the Wild Boar catering. They're more Wild Boar catering. We are. And then I'm, you know, that's way the Savage. Chief knows all about that. White man. White man and brown man sometimes party hard.
Oh, God.
Red man party
hard. The Tonka Brothers.
That's right. Me and Chief have some more recent stories that have nothing to do with the band.
Well, do you remember that night at the Hawthorne where you wanted your keys back to drive home? And, like, people were, like, holding it from you, and you were grabbing people's arms to get your keys? You don't remember that? And you're, like, you know, just... Neck and neck with everybody. It was hilarious.
Yeah, sometimes I get drunk, try to fight people, and my ability to fight goes to zero. I mean, which I'm sure most people aren't the best fighters when they're drunk. Me, I'm not even a fighter when I'm drunk. Not at all. I think I am. The good thing is I can take a whole bunch of punches and beatings and still be alive.
Just wear them out, dude. Let them wail on you until they fall asleep.
I'll get back up.
It's a very long, drawn-out rope-a-dope, really, is what happens.
Oh, man. Right.
Any other good ones, guys?
I have one fond memory at tour.
All right.
If that matters. I don't know. But Josh brought, like, fireworks and a shotgun into the RV. And I remember fucking...
I have pictures of Rommel wearing a leopard print.
Yep.
Leotard.
That was an everyday thing.
Yeah, that like, yeah. Woke up.
Holding a shotgun, wearing a Viking hat.
Yeah, exactly. Same shit every day, pretty much, for the gist of it. But one time in particular, we were on I-5, we stopped, like... I don't know why we stopped. Probably Josh wanted to light fireworks and was whining about it and whatever.
I don't know. Launching
but he opens the door and, you know, trying to light his bottle rocket or whatever. And nobody notices he opened the door. So Torin, like, takes off. And Rommel falls out of the fucking RV. I told Torin, dude, stop. And I walked out of the RV. I'm like, dude, you okay? He gets right back up. Yeah, I'm fine. Lights it again. And it goes off. Fucking
San Diego, dude. St. Dia.
St. Dia.
Or the time
vagina.
Josh lost his shoe in San Diego or Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay. Think of Sac.
Yeah.
Think of Sacramento lost his
when
shoe.
When doesn't he lose his
where
shoe?
Where did you guys play in Sacramento?
08. Like,
when or where?
When do we play or where?
Where?
Firescape. Yeah, both years. 2 years in a row.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that like downtown Sac?
I don't even know what that means.
Holy shit!
Down. You know exactly
down.
Downtown Sac is.
No,
I don't know, man.
It's in the yuppie part in Citrus Heights.
Oh, okay, Citrus Heights.
God, it was packed.
God, I don't even know.
That was my birthday show. It was packed the
dude,
fuck
you're so
out
dumb, dude. She doesn't know anything.
Little does he know he didn't even have a birthday on tour. We were celebrating Mr. Funny. He liked to call every night his birthday show. I remember that was my birthday show.
He just stumbles on the stage, grabs the mic.
Is everyone seeing? It's my birthday.
It was his birthday last night and the night before. And the night before.
Torn grabs the mic. Just let him be.
Let him be. It's his birthday. I'll be over soon. He'll be blacked out somewhere.
But I think what's cool with about Run Bitch Run though is like it's kind of almost like a super group.
Yeah,
you got like it's a Salem super group, band, dude. You know, was a Bone Spear.
Mm-hmm.
Dope and you got and then people from Here Lies, I'm and Dane, and two people from Still Dead, and it's just like,
yeah.
I don't know.
We actually
I
made
that
sound.
Was a pretty
we
cool
all
part.
Joined together as a band
and fart.
Once I came to the band as the last member, we went.
We farted.
Yeah,
nonstop.
Each other
simultaneously.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. Spontaneous combustion.
Yep. And our number one fan's an old man named Righteous.
Oh, yes. There's a story.
Sorry, yeah.
Dude, that guy's a story. The entire
He gave me a bowl. Just
his... That could have been the entire podcast right there.
Let's hear it.
Old man Righteous.
We have one fan in our trailer storage
trailer
unit.
Park.
That
was
crazy. In our trailer park where we jam. We have one fan. And we're convinced he lives in his fucking storage unit across the way from our storage unit. Because every random time we're jamming, he'll just kind of open his door and all of a sudden just be there and be cooking something, his microwave in there, and drinking and listening to classic rock in there until he drowned it out. And, dude, he is like 80 years old, but he always comes over and listens to our music. Like, I can't understand shit you're saying, but I like it. You guys are good. You should call this song Righteous.
So we wrote a song called An Old Man Called It Righteous.
Yep, literally.
It is, yeah. Our song titles are off the wall.
Yep,
there's
a reason
for
that,
because we're awesome.
Yeah, we have like one song that actually follows the name.
Paraphilia?
I guess we have two songs.
Yes.
wait, what's that?
All right, here's Metafisk with Baby Got Back. That's a Sir Mix-a-Lot cover, and if you didn't know that, just stop listening to the show forever. Followed by Last Empire with Metal Might. Enjoy.
Look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. Gross. Look. She's just so...
Wow. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up top because you notice that butt was stuck. In the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you wanna get my bins? Well, use me, 'cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing, to hell with romancing. She's sweating, wet, gotta go on like a turbo vent. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average freak, man, and ask him that. She got a pack, look back. So, fellas, yeah, fellas, yeah. Have your girlfriend got the butt? Hell yeah. Tell her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it, shake it,
shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back. Baby got back. I like him round and big. And when I throw that gig, I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. Wanna get you home and double up, I ain't talking about Playboy, 'cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want a real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Memphis in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I keep my women like J-Lo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna kill the break of dawn. Baby got it going on. A lot of sins won't like this song, 'cause that punk's like to hit it, quit it. But I'd rather stay and play, 'cause I'm long, I'm strong, I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
Do you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Then turn around, stick it out. All the freaks got to shout. Baby got back. Baby, when it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 6, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3. See your girlfriend rolls a Honda. Play a workout taste by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buds, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role. Can't tell you the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. Hop on up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the B-Ball Dames in the magazine. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss. Cause these girls are on my list. He had Dame, but he chose to hit her. And I pull up quick to get with her. Some ladies if the butt is round. And you want a triple X throw down? Down 1-900 anal sex. Cause Metafisk wants your ass. Baby got back. So I stuck it in the back.
Jeffrey Dahmer style.
It's the term they use for like serial killers and shit when they like
really
back off on their victims.
Yeah, oh, some shit like that. Oh, yeah.
You know? Weren't we just discussing our favorite rape scenes?
Yeah. Twin Towers, baby.
Twin Towers.
My favorite song title we have is "Oh Fuck I Step on a Poo Sock."
Well, now it's just Poo Sock.
No, yeah, we got to start with the Poo Sock. So sorry to burst your bubble there, T.
Yeah, well, for short, we're gonna call it "Oh Fuck I Stepped on a Poo Sock."
for short, we're gonna call it something longer.
Exactly.
All right, so we started talking about serial killers. I wanna inform everybody about this guy I read about. His name's Robert Bloch,
yeah.
And he got caught. He was a serial killer, and the only way they caught him was his favorite thing to do was to break into public pools at night, stick a broom in his ass, and swim laps. I swear to God, dude. Google him, look it up.
His name right. is actually porn, dude.
Oh, my bad.
Well, I'm going to write a new song now called Broom Ass.
No, call it Butt Rudder, because that's what I always call it.
Butt Rudder?
I always feel like he was probably using the broom for some sort of hydro thing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, flex it and twist it so he turns.
But he's a serial killer, though? Like,
he was a serial killer, but that's how they caught him. They found out that someone was in a public pool at night. They went to bust him, and he was just swimming laps with a broom sticking out of his ass.
That's amazing.
I know.
Why, ride on a broomstick like a witch when you can stick it up your ass?
Yeah, exactly.
So, exactly. I mean,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, this guy didn't have problems.
No, dude.
He's like totally well-adjusted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, everyone's done that.
Everyone has a butt rudder
all the time. We were just doing that in the pool earlier.
Yeah. No, we just got done butt ruddering right before.
We had butt ruddering races.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of rudder... CJ, your last name is Rudder, isn't it?
Rudder.
I'm not sticking him in my ass.
Well, it just happened 5 minutes ago, regardless, even during the podcast.
So yeah.
Yeah.
While we were recording. That's why we don't do video podcasting.
Yeah.
Because it would just get disturbing.
You guys didn't hear.
We'd get kicked off of iTunes.
Yeah, you know.
I don't even know if that can happen, but
we're gonna try.
Yeah, we're gonna sure
shit. You know how bad if I don't let you.
Yeah,
sorry, man.
That'd be pretty awesome if you got kicked out.
Yeah,
I'd be proud of myself.
So I got distracted by the paraphilia thing. So let's hear some more crazy song titles.
R. Kelly peed on me.
Okay.
An old man called Arises.
Super Destroyer Fuck Machine.
Yeah. Super Destroyer Fuck Machine.
Meth Mouth.
Meth Mouth.
Meth Mouth.
Meth Mouth. That's funny you call it meth mouth, because meth got popular in the gay community.
That's right.
Takes one to know one, but you know.
What's up,
buddy?
Not tonight. Ben, a fountain of gay knowledge. That's Ben.
Surprise! But you know, that's, what's cool is we wrote like fucking 9 songs in 3 months. You know, granted, Aaron wrote fucking like what, 4 songs before we even started jamming.
Yeah,
but still, 5 songs.
Aaron's over here looking at him like, credit, please.
Hey, again, motherfucker.
Well, I'm taking all the credit. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Well, now you guys got one guitar player in your band. That's cool.
Yeah.
Aaron just left, by the way. He's angry. He just kicked my dog.
I think what's really gonna set us apart from other bands though is the 2-singer thing and not being gay like Linkin Park.
I like Linkin Park.
Normally, when I hear that somebody says 2 singers, I'm like, oh, won't listen to it.
Yeah.
Isn't that, I don't think it's ever been, I mean, don't get me wrong, some people like Linkin Park, and I respect them a little bit, but a very small amount. But, you know, they had some stuff, but, like, I don't think no one's ever done, like, metal with 2 singers and been very sad. Despise Icon, I just recently heard of them, because I don't even listen to this kind of music these guys do over here.
Mushroom Head.
Mushroom Head, yes.
Mushroom Head, they had a soft singer, you know, one that does clean.
Jeffrey Nothing and CJ Man.
And then, yeah, and then they got the hard singer, which I love, but we don't do that. We both trade off the heaviness, and, you know, that's like I'm saying.
It's just a punch to the face all the time.
Yeah, half the time you can't tell which one of us is singing unless you're watching.
Even
us.
I'm just like,
we can do what one singer could do, yeah, but with way more stamina.
If you're not singing, take the mic away.
And we take me and Lawson both have different backgrounds, and like our voices are totally influenced by different singers. You know?
It would be like if I had Seth Rogen on the show.
Exactly.
Seth Rogen isn't on the show.
He's already on the show.
Wait, who the fuck are you?
What are you doing in my backyard right now?
What, I don't mind.
What
I like
the hell
Seth
just
Rogen.
Happened? Lawson just disappeared.
Yeah, he does that.
Well, once he found out you weren't Seth Rogen, he was out of there.
He dropped a smoke bomb and turned into a ninja.
I saw a tear in his eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, what is any celebrity podcast? What the hell?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, he doesn't do any. He doesn't do local podcasts without his attorney, man.
Yeah.
So now that Adam's gone, we talk crap about him, man. That guy is the biggest. Paris Hilton, some bitch.
Oh, we forgot about Cannibals. They Can Fuck You Up.
That's, yes,
that's another song.
Which most people might already know. Now you really, really know, because we wrote a song about it.
Yeah. Cannibals. It's actually based on the song. The Sex Lives of, or the, based on the book, The Sex Lives of Cannibals.
Yeah. They're not as friendly as you'd think they would be, Matt.
Which, by the way, that is a real book, and it's actually a pretty good read.
Your name's Matt.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Matt Rogan? Yeah. That doesn't even make sense.
Matt Rogan.
All right, later, son. Lawson's leaving.
Later.
Lawson,
later,
peacing
bro.
Out.
Peace out.
Officially.
He found out. He found out that Matt was not Seth Rogan, and
it was like, fuck this guy, I'm out.
He would not be further doing any more interviews without his lawyer present.
Without his
as he but off at an
for all of those who are listening,
I just need to shit.
Death metal mixed with hardcore, you know.
Yeah, because I was trying to describe it to somebody else the other night, and they were asking me, a lot of my friends' bands, like, what are you guys? What style? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even listen to shit. Which is funny. Like, and I don't mean it in any disrespectful way, because these guys actually got me listening to this heavy stuff, man. Before, like, the heaviest shit I listened to was like Slayer, Pantera, Slipknot. I mean, I wasn't ever really into death metal, like a couple songs, but now I'm starting to get more into like Cannibal and a little bit of Suicide Silence and Despised Icon. I love the Acacia Strain though. But I think
getting into the master study, if you will, of I like to refer to metal in classes as though I were going to be taking a class at a school on metal. So like the Linkin Park and the Papa Roach and shit like that. That's like metal 101
introductory.
Yeah, like it, like
that's what I was.
My girlfriend, yeah, my girlfriend doesn't like metal, but I love metal. I want to try to get her into it, so I'll play a lot of Linkin Park and Papa Roach and Avenged when she's around. You know what I mean? And it'll kind of progress, you know. So yeah, I have a lot of respect for those bands just because it's going to bring more people to metal. But
true,
yeah. So you're in the more advanced studies, I guess, right. Is what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, I went straight to fucking Korn.
We've been called man metal, actually.
Man metal?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means right now.
It's new.
It's for men.
It's for men?
Yeah. Metal.
Are you guys doing like an Old Spice commercial anytime soon or something?
Definitely.
That's right.
With that black guy that has 15 mustaches?
Yes.
Yeah?
You know, fuck
there is a female at one of our shows, she's
look
definitely in the wrong room.
Look at me.
Let's leave it at that.
She's
what's cool, though, is everybody has different influences, though, you know?
Yeah, like, Naz has left the building, bitch.
This isn't Pete Yorn?
There's a lot. There's real Matthew Parts and
yeah, we're definitely
death
not.
Death metal parts, breakdowns.
We're probably not going to have a lot of female fans.
Doesn't
we accept
matter.
That.
We're gay, remember?
Makes
yeah,
better.
I don't care if we have girls. Those are gross.
Vaginas are gilly.
Who likes girls anyways?
That's they have cooties and shit.
Yeah. But it's just cool because everybody listens to different shit. Not that it collaborates like with music, because I listen to a lot of industrial shit, and I don't bring that to RBR table, but like, it's just cool to know that everybody likes their own thing, but it still works.
So can we call your band Rubber for short?
If you want.
Yes. Rubber, dude. Yes.
Rubber.
Yeah, we were actually thinking about selling RBR Rubbers. So.
Yeah. So
that'd be
it'll
dope.
Say Rubber, Run, Rubber, Bitch, Rubber. Run on the condom.
Rubber. I was going to be a dick and
but
poke
it's abbreviated
in each and every
when
one of them.
When you're starting to, you know.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
see,
pull
when
it out
in the package, it's abbreviated, but then when you stretch it all out,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's Run.
But I was going to be a dick and poke holes in them so people can get, like, diseases and get pregnant and shit,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're not nice at all.
Yeah.
We're dicks.
That's way more metal than actually protecting yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Protection
for bitches.
I like it.
Saving yourself is not metal. Or being straight, so.
Yeah. Or being straight.
Awesome.
Least trade still 2006, dude. Done.
I mean, you
still
got
2006.
You got the fucking, you know, Miley Cyrus fan over here. You got the fucking Jonas Brothers, Justin Bieber,
NSYNC,
Backstreet Boys, and Lawson. You know, he's gay and listens to like, you know, fucking Bloodbath and stuff. And it's so weird. But no, I love Bloodbath for the record.
Having a child, man.
Yeah, we're actually gonna start a new side project.
Forgot about
child
that.
Porn Slammery.
Well. Child porn Slammery.
And we're making mockery of all Wild World.
I thought we were gonna be called Drink Cries Winery.
We actually want to start a Facebook all girl fan page for our show called the Wild Whore Cannery.
Yeah,
that's what we want to do.
Well, so this will be aired the night after the first show we play with Wild Whore Cannery. I thought it'd be the greatest idea in the world is to figure out whatever song they're opening with, and for our very last song, to play that. and end it since they're playing right after us.
We'll just play like the first 30 seconds
just
of that song.
Wild Boy,
yeah,
too.
Just cover it real quick. Even if it's just, you know, first verse of it, cover it. Thank you, good night. That'll fucking piss them off and stir up their
little. It'll make them look like they covered an RBR song. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the chances that Clockwork's going to get played?
People were talking about it. Josh, of course, was talking about that because he always wants to play Clockwork. I want a drum. And I said, no.
So no Clockwork?
I don't know. We haven't really talked about it. I don't think it would work.
I haven't even heard about it. This is all new stuff.
Yeah, this is new.
Josh got drunk.
I say pile both bands, every member on stage, and try to play Clockwork.
Minus we'll have Jesse. 20 members.
Yeah.
Minus
yeah.
Jesse.
Just 15 dudes on stage playing Clockwork.
Yeah.
At the Black Forest. So it's literally a stage about the size of one of my flip-flops.
Yeah,
and there's 15 guys on it playing Clockwork.
Yep.
I'll do the sample part. I can grab a mic and just go tick, 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 tick. It's cool.
I told Drama the only way that Clockwork would be played is every other band got together and played it. Because I fucking was like, no. I was like, it just wouldn't. I don't think it'd be right. It would be a death metal Clockwork. Which, if that's what they want to do, I'd do
it. Is it Clockwork double speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Be kind of dope.
But, you know, if it happens, it happens.
All right, well, how long has this been going? 35 minutes.
Yeah, way too long.
Fuck it.
Everybody comes to our
show. I think that's the show, guys.
I think so,
it
too.
It is.
Everybody needs to fucking pay attention. Stop being stupid. Let's do our bitch run.
Okay, let's get in the pool naked, guys. I'm sick of waiting.
Yeah, I mean, right,
yes.
Let's butt run this shit.
So the next two songs are This Night is the Corners by And Hell Followed With and Nuke the Cross by Toxic Holocaust.
Thanks for tuning in on the last local episode of Alloy Podcast. Listen next week for the Alloy relaunch. Farewell to all the locals. We love you guys. We'll still have some locals on our next show next week, two songs a show. So keep in touch. We'll keep in touch with you guys. Any comments, complaints, whatever, we don't mind a little hate mail. Go to alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Just write us something. I don't care. Check out alloyproductions.com. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. You have a good time, and I'll talk to you later.